The Apprentice Investor, guiding the amateur stock picker through the investment maze.
Hello and welcome to today's edition of The Apprentice Investor. Regular listeners to the show will know that our apprentices are four members of the Share Radio team who've each been given £15,000 of virtual money to build their own share portfolios. They have a minimum of eight stocks which they've been buying and selling through the Share Centre for the past couple of years. And today I'm pleased to say that I am joined by Basil de Winter and the newest member of our apprentice team, Alex Clark. A very good day to both of you.
Hello, good to be here.
Hello.
Hi. And of course, standing by with advice and useful observations is Share Radio's sparkling senior analyst, Ed Bash. I didn't write this, by the way.
Thank you, Julia.
But Ed always sparkles. But look, Basil, let's start with you because it's been quite a while since you and I have touched base. But your numbers on your portfolio are looking pretty good. And I want to focus especially on Alumask. You've got a 50% gain there and also Hurricane Energy up 70%. Give us a sense of context. What is the time period that we're looking at for these gains?
I bought Alumask in July, late July, 28th of July 2016. So they have done extremely well. I'm very pleased. Hurricane, in fact, I bought in January 17. I had Hurricane on my own private portfolio and they did very well. So I thought, oh, why not try it on this to see how. It hasn't, you know, it's done all right. I don't know where they've got the 70% because it hasn't gone up
70%. Don't complain.
This is... But it did on mine.
Well, there you go. I still repeat what I said. Don't complain. But look, these are very impressive numbers. And certainly with Alumask, it shows that if you're patient, you can get a good return.
Yes.
Okay, and Ed, what's your response to that?
Yeah, I mean, well done to Valsa on both of those stocks. But the one that really strikes me looking at Valsa's portfolio today is Robert Walters, the recruitment firm. Now, a few months ago, I think Valsa was down as much as 40% on her initial investment.
Absolutely.
There. And all credit to you, Valsa. You said you thought the market was wrong. You had your own rationale for buying it. The shares are much better now. You're still a tiny bit down on your initial investment. It looks much, much better. You stuck to your guns. And congratulations. I hope you feel very pleased about that.
I do, because I could not understand the markets at all. I, in fact, bought it in August 2015. So I have had to be very patient.
But you did. But the thing was that you didn't cut and run because those losses were quite heavy from what I remember, but the gap is now narrowing. So some good news there. Let's move on now to Alex Clark, who is the newest member of the team. Alex, you've got some really interesting selections, which are largely tech-weighted, starting first with Apple. And what are the other ones you've chosen?
Yeah, so I am completely new to this investing thing. So yeah, I chose Apple because the way I looked at it was I needed to think of some principles to guide my portfolio. And I thought first and foremost, I needed something which would really, you know, just a safe option, like a bedrock for my portfolio. And so, of course, I thought Apple, second most popular stock in the world. What could go wrong? Everyone has iPhones. Everyone has a Mac. I mean, I've heard in recent times that they're struggling a bit. I mean, at least we've like reached somewhat peak gadget. So I don't know if it's in the long term it's going to be a good choice. But at least for the moment, I feel like it's a safe choice. No matter what, I'm not going to lose a lot of money. I might not earn loads, but at least it's not going to be a disaster.
So a safe choice, but above all, a stock to have as the bedrock to a portfolio. Ed, what's your take on this? We've talked about Apple a lot in the past.
We have, and I should declare I own shares in Apple with real money, not the virtual money in this apprentice investor slot. But I think, I mean, Alex sees it as reasonably safe. I guess it's reasonably safe-ish. The worry with Apple is it's so dependent on the iPhone. If for some reason the iPhone goes out of fashion, some amazingly new innovative product comes in, that would be the worry. But for now, it's going fine, and it's probably a reasonably good choice for Alex. But don't get too carried away on the safe side, I guess is what I'd say.
Would you say that you've erred towards safety with your second choice, Alex? This is Nintendo.
Well, my second principle, I thought, first I'll have a safe choice, and then I might try and be a bit more adventurous with my second choice. I thought, so, I mean, there's so many companies you can invest in, but with Nintendo, I mean, I have a personal connection. I thought I would choose an industry which I am reasonably familiar with.
So you use the consoles, in other words?
Not so much now, now that I'm an adult and I do adult things. But back in, when I was a kid and never went outside, I used to have many Nintendo consoles. And so I feel like I have a reasonable grip on the industry, Nintendo's products, and its competitors as well.
So nostalgia.
Yes, nostalgia. But in recent times, Nintendo has struggled a bit. It used to be, obviously, the king of consoles. But lately has struggled to really adapt to some of the changing things of the video game industry, like mobile gaming, for instance. At the moment, this past year, it's launched some new games. It's actually gone onto the iPhone and Android. So it looks like it could be a chance for things to turn around. But I thought, yes, nostalgia and better the devil
and,
you know.
And I guess it's also an excuse to go back to playing with the consoles again because they've been upgraded since you were a kid.
Market research.
Yeah. Of course. But I mean, again, a good choice. If you'd been in Alex's position, would you have actually taken a flutter on Nintendo?
It's a good place to start. Businesses you know well, businesses you like as a customer is a good place to start. But then you need to do more research. You need to say, actually, is it still going well? Does the price sort of fairly reflect where it is right now? Is it in a bargain situation? I don't know the company well enough to say whether that's the case right now, but you know, as I say, if you like the business as a customer, great place to start.
Mm. Let me bring in Valsa at this point, because Valsa, you are a very experienced investor, but take your mind back to the beginning when you were starting out, you decided to take control of your own portfolio. Would you have gone for something as familiar as that, or at least something that where you have some sort of an attachment so it gives you a sense of safety in terms of what you're buying?
No. In an answer.
In a nutshell. Couldn't put any sort of
no,
any sort
because,
that, really.
I mean, I'm not interested in the mature market, which Apple and these sort of companies are. I'm interested in the young coming up this, you know, into the sphere. And I want growth. And so I prefer to go for the young ones.
Ah, right. Well, let's bring in our youngest investor then. Because, look, this is the strategy of the more seasoned investor. I mean, looking at her portfolio, you've seen it, you've got a sense of the journey she's been through. Would that persuade you at all to change your strategy, or is it like no? This is where it's going to be for me.
I think at the moment I need a safety blanket. I think with this kind of thing, Nintendo is my safety blanket. I've tried to be a bit more adventurous with my Four Stock, because it is a company I have literally never heard of. It is Mears Group. It's a housing and social care provider. I basically got this off a share tip from Investors Chronicle. This, I guess, is me dipping my toes into some unfamiliar waters. So I'll see how that one goes, I guess.
Yeah, because you got that on a recommendation from Motley Fool, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's not necessarily a bad thing to do to go. In his case, he went to Investors Chronicle and Motley Fool. They are reputable outlets.
Absolutely. It's a great place to get some ideas. They've got some good writers, both publications there. But don't just, I think the next step is to say, well, don't just blindly say, all right, Investors Chronicle says buy, press the button. You know, use that as a starting point. Do more research, get more confident about the business. But I'm really pleased Alex is looking at that. Just going back to what Valsa was saying about smaller companies' growth. It's true. Over the long term, smaller companies do tend to deliver more growth than larger companies. But there's lots of ifs and buts there. But you still can get good growth from bigger companies as well. I mean, Apple's about 40%. Up about 40%, I think, over the last 6 months or so.
Mm, okay, then. The other choice in Alex's portfolio is Sky. Really interesting, given what is happening at mm-hmm. the moment, because they want to buy the rest of the business that they don't own. This is 21st Century Fox. Mm-hmm. That has to go through regulatory clearance. It's being looked at by the government and Ofcom at the moment.
Yeah, so that was exactly my motivation for picking Sky. It seems to me that with investing, you've got to kind of bet against the expected path of how businesses are going to do. With Sky, there's this risk, obviously, that with this latest takeover bid from Fox, there is a chance that regulators might just shut it down. So in the meantime, the share price reflects that risk, I guess. So I thought if I buy now and bet essentially that the regulators will accept the takeover, I might make some money.
Sure, because I think that the actual price per share it's about £10.75.
That's the bid price.
The bid price. So you've bought at. Can you remember the price at which you bought?
I cannot remember the price though.
But
I know
it's below the £10.
Yes, but it's below Fox's offer. Yes.
Right. So a gamble, but then that's what life's all about.
Yeah,
isn't
a gamble.
It?
Interesting gamble. I mean, fair enough. You know, we'll have to see whether the bid goes through. And of course, even if the bid doesn't go through, yes, Di's share price will fall, but it won't sort of halve to £5 or anything crazy like that.
Mm. Okay, then, so some final words then. Valsa, you seem to be on the up. What would you like to say?
I would like to say that I bought Frankel the last time I was on, you know, in early March.
Frankel topping.
Frankel topping. And it's doing fine. I'm very pleased. 11% in one, you know, a couple of weeks. I can do with that.
Mm-hmm. You've done very well. But what about national?
I believe in doing my research, and this is what Ed was talking about. I don't go with you know, with the big companies, but to do the AIM companies, you need to do your homework.
Absolutely. And I mean, just very briefly on the subject of vindication, etc. I mean, look, you've got National Accident Helpline Group. Now, that's down 45%. That has been a little bit troublesome, but are you still determined to hang on in there?
Which is, well, the NAHL Group.
The NAHL Group.
Yes. It's a media company, and I still think it will be fine. It has done well in my own portfolio previously, so I have bought it a couple of times. I mean, I feel the company is okay. You know, the revenue is up 13%, operating profit up 24.5%. These are all on the, you know, the for the year-end trading update. So I don't understand. It's simple like Robert Walters. I don't understand.
Yeah, I mean,
the fundamentals are there.
Okay, so give it time. And Alex, so look, this is your first time in. Okay, are you feeling confident now because you've had the thumbs up from Ed the Master?
I am a bit. I guess time will tell. Yeah, I mean, I don't. I think that's probably one of my first questions. When do you know you've made a right decision? Because obviously, after I bought them now, and already I've actually seen that Sky is down.
It's worth noting Alex did philosophy as part of his university degree. I think we can see that in that question.
There's too much thinking that goes on here. Far too much thinking.
But yes. No, more confident, reassured. No, definitely reassured.
Okay, then. I mean, and finally, Ed, the last word to you. I mean, look, Alex is in, not a bad choice. What advice would you give him going forward? Would you tell him to actually go into some of those young companies on AIM?
Yeah, maybe keep reading around, trying to dig around. It's very early days for him. I'm delighted he started. Now we need to find some more shares to bulk out the portfolio.
Yeah, you've got quite a bit of money left over. But in terms of money value, Valsa's portfolio at the moment, the total value, £15,689.04, which means that she has 46 pence to play with. Not enough to even get us a cup of coffee, but never mind.
Exactly.
Never mind. We're going to have to leave it there. But that is all from today's edition of The Apprentice Investor. I'd like to thank Valsa de Winter. Valsa, thank you.
Thank you.
Alex Clark.
Thanks a lot.
And of course, Share Radio's man in the know, Ed Bauscher. Thank you.
Pleasure, Julia.
Join us again the same time next week.
The Apprentice Investor, guiding the amateur stock picker through the investment maze.